Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Charlie Mike. I hope everyone is having a great weekend so far. So I did an episode a while back called The Mixed Bag. In that episode, I talked about three topics: being a leader versus a boss, and knowing when to switch between the two. I also went over excuses and the concept of servant leadership. That was episode 4 back in May of 2021. Well, flash forward today to almost 3 years later, and a lot has changed in my life. I mean, a lot. I wanted to do a follow-up to that episode because of some very significant changes that have happened in my life through some very, very tough life lessons. So we're going to call this episode The Mixed Bag Part 2. For today's discussion, we are going to cover three topics, and all of them are centered around accountability. The topics are going to be time, excuses, and the concept of no one is coming to save you. Let's jump right in. All right, time. Man, I tell you, it is an elusive creature, right? The concept of time is always a sticking point. There's 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour. How do we use our time to our advantage? But more importantly, do we use it effectively? You can Google the stats, and on average, 80 to 82% of us do not have a time management system. Even those of us who say we do, we really don't. Let's have some real talk. How many times have you heard someone say, "I don't have enough time to do this," or "I just don't have the time in my day for that"? We're all busy, all right? Well, most of us anyway. But just because you're busy doesn't mean you're productive. You have to know the difference. You can be busy and completely not get anything done. Okay, so if you find yourself in this predicament, this is what you need to start with. You need to start to ask yourself three basic questions. One, what are my big rocks that I need to crush in order to win the day? Okay, these are the non-negotiables in your day that you must get done, both personal and professional. Like, no questions asked, these are the tasks that got to get done. Number two, what are the little rocks that I can stick in my pocket for another day? These are the things that you can likely put off until tomorrow that are less critical. But, hold on, fair warning, don't let the little rocks pile up to where they become another big rock for you. This will turn into a time suck and derail your day and possibly derail your week. And third, am I spending the right amount of time on the things that matter most? Figure out three things: what's important at home, what's important to you personally, and what's important at work for you professionally, and have a balance between the three, okay? And lastly, about time, do not give me the excuse that you are too busy or that you don't have time, because frankly, that's bullshit. We all know it. Look yourself in the mirror, and that's bullshit. In February of 2023, I had to figure out how to have someone watch my house and my dogs while I flew away to an alcohol treatment center for 30 days. While figuring out how to keep my job, pay my bills while I was away, keep up with my master's degree that I was right in the middle of when I decided to get help, in addition to doing all of my recovery work, going to AA meetings, house chores in the sober living facility, all while also trying to keep my marriage together. Don't tell me you don't have time. All right, moving on. Excuses. This is a great one. Why do people make excuses? People make excuses for a number of reasons. Sometimes it's to avoid taking responsibility for their actions or decisions. Ding, 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 ding. Remember that. Especially if they fear negative consequences or judgment from others. Excuses can also be a way to protect one's self-esteem or ego by shifting the blame away from someone else, from oneself to someone else. We've all seen that. Hell, we've all done that. In some cases, people make excuses because they lack the confidence in their abilities or fear failure. So they use excuses as a way to rationalize their shortcomings. Additionally, culturally and social factors can play a role, as some cultures may place higher value on saving face or avoiding confrontation. Leading people to make excuses rather than admitting fault. We've seen that different cultures are view failure very, very differently than we do here. But overall, making excuses is often a way for individuals to cope with uncomfortable situations or to justify their behavior to themselves and others. That last sentence, or to justify their behavior to themselves and others. That's an important phrase, okay? Okay, that was the textbook answer. The real answer is plain and simple. People do not hold themselves accountable. Period. Yeah, I can feel the eye rolling from here. That's fine. That's okay. Some of you may not want to hear it or stop listening to this episode at this point. That's fine. You know why? Because you don't hold yourself accountable, nor do you want to. Yet you want to get better at whatever it is that you're struggling with. It doesn't work that way. I can use myself as an example. Okay, I'll call myself out. I work 45 miles away from home. Now, on the average, it takes me about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes to get to work, and the same on the return trip. Now, this is if traffic is flowing okay. If there's an accident, yeah, that sometimes turns into a two-hour trip. So that means on any given day, up to 2.5 hours is just spent driving. Add in a 9-hour workday, and there seems like there's not much time for anything else. If you do the quick math, that's 11.5 hours out of a 24-hour day for me. That leaves me with 12.5 hours to eat, spend time with my family, and sleep. Where am I going to fit it all in? Okay, well, my wife and I's schedule, they're offset right now. She works on my days off, and I'm off on the days she's working. So that's a bit of a problem, bit of a shocker for us. She had been asking me for a bit now to see if I could change my schedule so that we could have a little bit more time together in the evenings when I come home. She's usually home about 4 p.m, and I get home at about 7 p.m. Well, after hemming and hawing for a very long time, that finally came to a head. You know, my lovely missus called me out, and, you know, I wasn't doing what I said I was going to do, and that was changing my schedule around. She was right, 100% right. I made every excuse in the world as to why I hadn't made that change, and quite frankly, I made my wife feel as if I didn't care about our time together, and that hurt her feelings, and that was just, that was on me, that was terrible. I didn't hold myself accountable and deflected my issues on everything else instead of grabbing my sack and owning up to the fact that I dropped the ball and didn't do what she asked me to do. Now, let me be clear. My wife doesn't ask me to do a lot. So when she does, it's important. Well, honey, I'm very, very sorry. You were right. And I love you for sharing how that made you feel and for calling me out on it, because that was well deserved. I love you to pieces. So what did I do? I backed up my schedule an hour and left home an hour earlier. So now instead of getting home at 7 p.m., I get home at 6 p.m. And just that 1 hour made a world of difference. Oh, and I should add that both of us get up at 4:30 in the morning and are in bed by 8:30 or 9 at the very, very latest, so we can get some quality sleep before we need to get up again and do it all over again. So now you see why shifting my schedule was vitally important. You can make all the excuses in the world. They're not going to help. It doesn't matter if it's a fitness goal, a relationship goal, or just a life goal in general. Bottom line is we all have controllables that we can control. If you choose not to control them, that's on you. No one else, you. Stop telling yourself and others the reasons you can't do something, and start telling yourself and everybody else the reasons you can do something. Right? It's plain and simple. Don't make excuses. They don't work. And quite frankly, they make you look stupid. All right, moving on to our third and final topic for this episode. It was the phrase that I mentioned earlier, no one is going to come and save you. Now, I follow a podcaster and entrepreneur by the name of Andy Frisella, and his last name is F-R-I-S-E-L-L-A. Now, in full disclaimer, he's not for everybody. He's like 60 grit sandpaper on your skin sometimes. He'll even tell you that on his show. He's the host of the Real AF or Real as Fuck with Andy Frisella podcast. He's direct, to the point, and a no-nonsense kind of guy. I like him and his style because that's exactly the kind of kick in the balls that I look for and that I need on a daily basis. So he fits. His style works for me. Okay. He sends daily motivational emails that are, how do I describe them? An ass chewing for your soul. I'm addicted to them. This one particular email shook me to the core. It was like someone had took a metal rasp to my soul and cheese grated my body from the inside. Yeah, he's that kind of raw. I'll share exactly what he wrote. In the subject line were the words, "This is on you." And this is what Andy said in the body of his email. Nobody is going to do it for you. Nobody is going to pull you out of your hole. Nobody is going to give you a free ride. Nobody is going to make everything okay. Nobody's going to give you permission. Nobody is going to clear a path for you. Nobody's going to fix your fitness. Nobody is going to get your mental game straight. Nobody. Ever. This is on you. All of it. And yes, it's hard as fuck. But so is the alternative. The expectation of things happening any other way will leave you frustrated, angry, bitter, fat, and broke. You're it. Nobody's coming. Understanding that reality is the first step to becoming that bad motherfucker that lives inside you. So what's it going to be? A wasted, frustrating, hard life, or a fulfilling, meaningful, proud, hard life? Those are your only choices. I tell you, and I'm sweating just reading that. That message was better than any coach, motivational speaker, or any guru that I've ever followed on social media, because quite frankly, he's right. The conditions are never going to be perfect, so stop waiting for quote unquote the perfect time. That's an excuse. If someone tells you that you can't do something and you believe them, that's a you problem. If you can't get out of your own way so that you can just put one foot in front of the other so you can adult every day, again, that is a you problem. And finally, if you're not willing to put in the work for what you really want, that's a 100% you problem. Regardless of what the thing it is that you want, more money, better health, a better life, realize that no one is coming to save you. No one. That's why I chose the first two topics of time and excuses, because guess what? That's what most people bitch about, yet are not willing to take the steps to make any of it better. And let me be clear, I'm no exception to this. I've had to tell the bitch voice inside my head to stop, drown it out, and act like a fucking adult and a grown man. Lastly, it takes hard, hard work to make it through life, especially in the times that we're in right now. When you make a conscious effort of turning minutes into hours, hours into days, and then months into years, that's how you win, and that's how you win consistently. If you're interested, I mean, check Andy out at andyfrisella.com, or just Google his name. Look him up on your favorite podcast platform. It's worth the listen. I promise you it's worth the listen. That last one really, really spoke to me, and I'll give you a quick story. My wife and I had decided that we were going to go ahead and pull the trigger on getting a piece of a fitness equipment. And so we decided to buy a Peloton treadmill, a phenomenal, phenomenal piece of gear, by the way. And let me be clear, disclaimer, Andy Frisella is not paying me to say this. Peloton is not paying me to say this. I don't do sponsors. I don't want to go through the hassle. So anyway, I sat and I looked at that thing. It was professionally installed in our home. And I sat and I looked at that thing for 6 weeks. 6 weeks. And I finally had to grab myself by the short hairs and say, you know what, I gotta get this done. And I climbed on it, And I started very, very slow because I hadn't done major fitness work in a very long time. And you know what? I'm glad I did, because flash forward to today, I'm doing fairly well and it's consistent. I work anywhere from 3 to 5 times. I run on that treadmill anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week, and I feel great. So it's on you. Big time. All right. There you have it. The Mixed Bag Part 2. Manage your time effectively and efficiently, and make sure you take time out for yourself to do the things that you want and love to do. That's very important when we're talking about time, okay? Don't make excuses. We're adults and we should act like it. All excuses do is place barriers and roadblocks in front of the things that we need to do and should do. And finally, remember that no one can save you but you. What you want to do, change, build, get better at, that is all on you. You can make the decisions to get better, or you can make them to stay right where you are. The choice is yours. And of course, this podcast would not be complete without a little legal language, because homie ain't getting sued like that. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. It is not intended as a substitute for a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified licensed professional. And last but not least, in case no one ever tells you or you're doubting yourself, you are capable, you are intelligent, and I sure as hell believe in you. Now believe in yourself. You got this. I'll see you on the high ground. Charlie Mike.